T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The manager of the now resurgent Yankees after 2 wins over the Red Sox is Aaron Boone. Aaron, welcome. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing, Mike?
All right. A couple of nice wins against the Red Sox, and the world looks rosy again.
definitely nice to get a couple wins, obviously, just with all we've kind of gone through here early in the season. And, you know, feel like we've played a couple really, really strong games as far as a lot of people contributing and having a hand in it. You know, felt like even leading up to those days and in some losses we had, felt like, you know, we had leads in most of those games and we're doing some things well, just couldn't finish it off. So, you know, nice to come out of that off day where we're a little bit frustrated, obviously, and play well and hope to keep it going now tonight.
And, you know, Gaudy hasn't, I know he hasn't hit a lot yet this year, but he's obviously been had to play every day, but that, you know, he's had so many big hits in his career here. That's another one he can add to the list. I know that he's kind of one of the emotional leaders of the team, so that was obviously a big hit for him last night.
It really was. And, you know, I feel like his at-bats have been okay, even leading up to that. a lot of good at-bats in front of him to kind of set the table for him there, and then, you know, obviously came up big there for us last night to finish off what was a really good comeback of a lot of good things happening.
Yeah, Paxton, who obviously was struggling a little bit, went and see the sports psychologist or whatever he had to do. Whatever it was, it worked, because the other night he was aggressive. He was throwing 98. He was throwing multiple pitches wherever he wanted. I mean, he looked dominant the other night.
He did. He, you know, that's what an ace looks like right there. And you know, felt like I saw that quite a bit actually in spring training, where the stuff just kind of leaps off the page. And you know, felt like it wasn't quite there his first few starts, even though there were some good things happening. You know, I think he just really set out to really be aggressive with his stuff, to really lean on his talent and his plan, and he was on the attack from the get-go, and right away you could tell there was a crispness to the stuff. There was kind of an intent to where he was going with everything, and he absolutely dominated for 8 innings.
You know, LeMahieu is like an old-time baseball player. He's kind of, yeah. I hadn't seen a lot of him, you know, when they see him once in a while, Colorado, you don't see him that much, but he's just like an old-time player, and I thought the other night it was a little minimized how important that first run was, because that first run really bothered Sale. Sale was pitching pretty well at the time, and he gave up that 2-out base hit to right field to LeMahieu, which got everything started, and I thought that really bothered Sale.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, he's unique in that way, in that he's, you know, really, you know, especially against good pitchers who sometimes when they make a good pitch against them, he's still capable of having that kind of at bat. And he seems to get in those 2-out, 2-strike situations even. And, you know, he doesn't get on the defensive at all. It's almost like he feels comfortable in those situations. And we've seen him a number of times now kind of come up with a big hit in those 2-out, 2-strike situations. And you're right. It was a big start for us, and then I felt like up and down the lineup, I thought we strung together a lot of good at-bats against Sale, who I actually thought threw the ball pretty well.
He threw the ball pretty good the other night. He had good – I agree with you. He, you know, I had heard he was not breaking 90 and everything. I thought he threw the ball okay the other night.
Yeah, and just looking over from the side, you know, he looked deceptive to me. He looked like, you know, he was changing speeds really well when he wanted to reach back. He had some above mid-90s in there in the tank at times, but – I was really happy with kind of the quality of at-bats, and we made it real difficult on him. We were able to wear him down.
And last night, even Evaldi threw the ball pretty well, too, last night. I mean,
yeah,
you know, he looked fine.
And he always throws the ball well against us. He's kind of been a little bit of a thorn on our side. You know, he pitched really well against us a few times last
year.
Sure
did.
in Tampa and then in Boston, and he was good again against us the other night. But, you know, fortunately we're able to hang around enough.
Yeah, get a couple of wins now. Let's get a little update on the walking wounded. Anything? Sanchez is first, right? He's the first one back?
Yeah, probably. He's he completed his kind of comeback to play protocol where, you know, he's been doing some defensive stuff the last couple of days. He's had to pass kind of these different run tests that would suggest he's okay. So we'll check him tomorrow. If everything goes well there, there's a chance he would then fly to Tampa, play in a game probably on Saturday, and then possibly meet us first of the week in Anaheim. So, but we need to get through the next 24 hours with that, and then hopefully he'll be on his way. But he's doing really well and has responded really well.
Let's touch on the interesting one, which is Andujar, where we could have a little different job description here, where is it possible he could come back as a DH/first baseman and not have any real throwing responsibilities and play the season that way?
You know, I guess it's possible. We're not there to have those conversations yet because we want to kind of exhaust, all right, can he get back from a throwing standpoint and become a full-time player? And you got to balance it, too, with kind of the long-term interests of Miguel Andujar. You know,
right.
We don't want to just...
Right, you don't want him to have that for years, yeah.
Correct. So yeah. We're going to go through the rehab process. He threw again today. The throwing went a little bit better today, even. He's scheduled to take ground balls and actually throw across the diamond tomorrow, so that'll be another step along the way. And hopefully,
let me ask a stupid question: Could he have surgery and just DH?
I would say that would be unlikely. Now, there's perhaps a scenario where we feel like he can't get back to throwing to the point he needs to, and that surgery is going to be inevitable at some point, then you could have a conversation. Well, can we get something out of him for
right,
a couple months?
Right, play him for a while before you have the surgery. Okay. Yeah.
Exactly. But gotcha. And honestly, we're not even close to being there and having okay. that conversation yet, but I could see that being a conversation down the road.
All right, how far away is Stanton?
Tough to say. I mean, I don't think it's far. Yesterday, he hasn't gone through his hitting yet. He's probably actually down as we speak going through his hitting stuff. But he hit yesterday, and the intensity was really ramped up, and he responded really well. So that was encouraging. But I don't really have a timetable for you yet. I don't think it's going to be real long, but I don't have an answer for you on that.
How far away is Hicks?
Hicks is probably at least another week before he gets into games.
Okay.
But he is, and then he's going to need, you know,
a week?
More than just a couple of games, you know, because he didn't really have a spring training.
So he can need 2 weeks probably?
Yeah, I think so. And he's doing really well. And really for the last 3 weeks, he's been completely over the injury. But because of the downtime he had, he's really, you know, basically a month of just kind of doing core work and not doing much. He's got to kind of get back in playing shape. So as far as his endurance, his running, his strength and his weight and everything, getting to that spot to where he can go now and start playing in games. But he's hitting full bore. He's hitting in the cage. He'll start hitting on the field, I believe, on Monday. And then hopefully, shortly thereafter, we'll start making a game plan for him as far as a rehab assignment.
And Severino and Betances are still a ways off, right?
Yeah. Dellin should be quicker than Sevy, but at least a few more weeks for Dellin of not throwing and probably 4 or 5 more weeks of no throw for Sevy, and then hopefully they get ramped up from there in like a normal, you know, few-week kind of process.
Is Frazier already showed you enough with this bat that you figure he's going to be a factor the rest of the year with this bat?
Yeah. I think he's absolutely real. And
so there's no question to you he's going to hit.
Yeah, and okay. I'm not surprised that he's done well.
Well,
frankly.
That's been the book on him is he's always going to hit. I mean, that's always been the book on him. So he's proved himself to be up to the challenge, that's for sure.
He certainly has, and obviously, you know, with our situation, we've needed him to be up to the challenge.
Right.
And he's been a good player for us.
Yeah, and I mean, I mean, you could see him and Gaudy sharing time and playing Gaudy filling in, playing some center, playing some left, and Frazier getting plenty of at bats, whether it's a DH or in the outfield, right?
Yeah, I mean that. You know, I look forward to that day when we got a lot of the cavalry back, and you're kind of have a lot of moving parts around, and you can see a lot of guys playing different roles for this team.
Irmán's been a quiet, you know, force so far. He's done a very good job.
He really has. We've always felt like he's capable. He did some really good things for us last year. He's a guy with a three-pitch mix of fastball, breaking ball, changeup that are all plus major league pitches. We saw that last year. So then the hope is, you know, he's talented. Can he take that next step in his development? And I thought he came into spring training, and from the get-go, you know, his bullpens were sharp. His game work was sharp. He's obviously gotten off to a good start for us. You know, makes two starts and then piggybacks CeCe after his last start. Yep. And gives us two good innings out of the pen where he came in throwing his secondary pitches for strikes. He's been really good for us, and he's a guy that we continue to grow and in our confidence when he goes out there and takes the ball.
Yeah, and I gave up on CeCe because years ago I thought he was done, and he's not. I mean, he's going to pitch to the end. That's just the way it is. I mean, he can just take the ball and he can get outs. That's all there is to it. I mean, he knows how to pitch.
Yeah, I mean, he turned that corner, you know, when he kind of hit the wall from being a stuff guy.
Yeah, he learned how to pitch.
Have that.
He did,
He definitely, you know, that cut fastball really helped him. And, you know, I think what's underrated about him is how good of an athlete he is, which allows him to just have a really clean, repeatable delivery, yep. Which allows him
and
to
he's got a good makeup. He's fierce. He's a battler,
yeah.
Too. You know, so
no question.
He likes to compete. So, you know, that those kind of guys have a big edge. He knows how to compete. And like you said, he knew how to pitch. Obviously, you know, the pitch helped a lot, no question, but he took to it. But he just knows how to compete. The one guy in the pen, I guess if the guy's here, is Britton a little bit, you still got to worry about, right?
Yeah, still. Really, he just had the one outing where he struggled a little bit and gave up the big hit to, I guess it was Chirinos in Houston. But otherwise, I felt like he's throwing the ball really well. And his last two times out, he's been solid. Two times ago after that Chirinos hit, you know, he gave up another run, but it was basically what he does, keeping the ball on the ground, generating that weak contact. Feel like he's in a pretty good place, and I'm not too worried about it because the stuff has been good and the command, as long as that follows, he should be fine.
So, I mean, you've really had to go through more of the games than you thought, piecing the lineup together. I mean, you've really had to piece this lineup together.
Yeah, no question. But, you know, in these times, that's, you know, over the course of a season, you're going to need to lean on more than just 25 guys. So it's opportunity for some players. It's opportunity for some young players that, you know, are going to need to contribute if we're going to be as good a team as we think we can be. These are important times for these guys to gain experience because, you know, they're going to play a role in some way, shape, or form. And I feel like the experience they're getting early is very valuable, and we're finding out some really good things about a few guys.
I should mention Bird being hurt, but I got to tell you, disappointed in Bird anyway. You know, I thought he'd take it and run. He hit the home run opening day. He had a lot of at-bats where he had guys in scoring position, didn't knock him in. He has not looked good at the plate. I mean, I feel bad for him, but he has just not looked. I just don't get it with Bird. I don't know. I don't know what's missing there. Something's just missing.
Yeah, you know, and he was coming off such a good spring training where he was really having good at-bats day in and day out. He was impacting the ball, and then you know, got off to a slow start, and then the foot injury follows, and now here we are set back again on it. So I know it's been frustrating for him,
yep.
You know, certainly for us, but we got to just continue to try and get guys right and hopefully take advantage of an opportunity when it arises again.
Void looks okay. I mean, they looked like he was going to hit a little wall. You know, it looked like maybe they had made some adjustments on him and things were going to get tough, but he seems like he's bouncing back and making better contact the last 4 or 5 days.
Yeah, I would agree with that. There was a couple game stretch there where he expanded the zone a little bit and got a little bit outside himself, but I think overall, he's hit the ball pretty well, and even you know, his average might be a little bit down right now, but I feel like he's been a guy that's hit in some tough luck too. He's impacted the ball, and he'll be fine. He's real, and feel like he's starting to get there where we know he can be.
Let's be honest, the Red Sox, I know you don't like to think about other teams, but here's the defending champs and the team you're always measure against, and they look sad right now. I mean, they had a brutal trip, but boy, they have not really started their season yet. I mean, I know you could care less about it, and you know they can lose some more, but boy, they really have not started their season. They are on their way to digging a pretty big hole right now.
Yeah, a little bit of a head scratcher, the start for them, you know, because really they have most of their guys there. It's just obviously been one of those things where it's been a tough couple of weeks for them, but you know, anytime you play against them, what they're capable of. So the fact that we were able to scratch a couple wins there against them and play the kind of baseball I felt like we played like overall, we'll take it right now, knowing that at some point they'll be formidable.
Yeah, and you know what? It's so early that, you know, you got to remember that. People don't. Unfortunately, they don't. Now you're getting ready to go west. You got a nice trip coming up. You haven't been away that much. You've been home or close to home. Now you're going to go out and visit the coast. You're going to see the Angels. You're going to see the A's. You're going to see the Giants, right? So you got a nice trip coming up.
Yeah, we got the Angels, then San Francisco for the Giants, yep. and then the Diamondbacks.
Oh, it's Diamondbacks, the third one. Okay, yeah.
I knew
you were going to San Francisco. So
yeah,
you got the Angels first, and then they're going to go see the Giants after that, right?
Yep. So a little interleague. So our pitchers will get in the lineup there a little bit, but yeah, our first trip west, and hopefully
Taking a team west. You like the West Coast when you go out to play there, or no?
I do. I'm from the West Coast, so
I know that. So I mean, do you like to play out there?
Especially when you're there in April, you know, where you get out of some of this, you know,
bad weather,
hit or miss weather.
Yep.
Hopefully, that's something that does us well, and hopefully, you know, we get a guy or two back at some point on that trip, and you know, can start to build a little bit of momentum that hopefully we can get going here this weekend.
Well, the Rays obviously continue to win, but you know what? You guys are, you know, sitting right behind them, and you're 8-9. The Red Sox, who I still look at, are now four behind you guys in the loss column. You're almost to 500, so it hasn't been catastrophic, that's for sure.
No, and I don't think any of us ever felt, you know, that way, even though obviously we've lost some games that we would have liked to have won, and obviously we've been hit with some adversity, but I feel like from a focus and a mindset standpoint, guys have been good, and knowing that it's a long season, you're going to have these ebbs and flows and deal with certain situations, but you know, hopefully kind of righting the ship a little bit right now, starting to play a little bit better. Obviously the Rays, who I absolutely believe are real.
You do, huh? You still do. I mean, we know they can pitch. Snell's on the DL or the IL, but they say only one start missed for a broken toe. You play them May 10th, so you still got a ways till you see them. You see them on May 10th down in Tampa for the first time.
Yeah, and they're just, you know, pitching staff-wise, you know, obviously they got three really good starters,
yep.
And then they do the bullpen thing where they have a lot of interchangeable starts.
And they catch the ball.
Yeah. And they have some versatile players that they kind of interchange a little bit depending on the matchups. They're real. They're tough. And they're going to be there, I really believe, all year, and hopefully we can have our way with them.
All right. Good weekend here with the Royals in. Royals have struggled a little bit too, but not that you've had a lot of success against these teams so far at the bottom. They haven't really – they've come in and played well against you guys so far this year, as we know. So we'll see if this weekend's different. I wouldn't be surprised if it is. So looks like you're going to get some decent weather too. So it looks like it might be up around 70 by the weekend, so that's not bad.
Hopefully, although I just got a report that tomorrow night doesn't look great.
No, but the rain. There is a little rain coming on Friday and Saturday night. That is true. So you might get a little rain in between. That's true. But listen, enjoy. We'll talk to you from the West Coast. Thanks very much. Have a happy Easter.
All right. I appreciate it, Mike. Take care.
Thank you. All right. Aaron Boone.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.